107.5. Switch Radio. Switch Radio.
Dean, who gets it to Pilkington, he's bearing down on goal, gets a shot in and finds the corner of the net to give Ashton the lead. That changes things in the playoff picture. His 25th goal of the season. Sutton Coldfield Town 0, Ashton United 1. Bagley sends it over the top looking for Dean. Keeper should get, oh, he's missed it. It's the keeper. They reckon, yeah, he's got his fingertips to it. Has Williams, and the linesman has deemed that it's outside the box. The Ashton players want a red card. The referee is going to speak to him. He's got his hand in his back pocket. The red card comes out for the keeper, Lewis Williams. And that is dreadful news for Sutton Coldfield Town. He's lost his bearings. The ball has bounced on the 3G. It's a true bounce. It hasn't bounced too much for him. He's got his fingertips to the ball. It's been deemed to be outside of the box. He's been given his marching orders.
Now, commiserations. 1-0 defeat last match season at home against Ashton United. Let's start off. Give us your thoughts on the match.
Don't think we did enough, Kev. Pretty flat. We never mustered a shot on target all game. Well, I think we had a free kick in the last minute of added on time that the keepers. I don't even think he saved it in reflection. I think he went. Yeah, he did. He saved it, didn't he? Pushed it wide. So that's disappointing. You know what I mean? I wanted the lads to go out and express themselves today and come out and play better than what they did. But we haven't showed up today. You know what I mean? Ashton have won at a count 1-0 at a canter. Really, you know what I mean? I think if we would have scored, they'd have probably just upped the ante and gone and scored another one. I think it was one of them games. So disappointing way to end.
Just for the kickoff, there was a last-minute change for your plans, though, with Joel Kettle the injury and having to put Danielle Callan as part of the back four. That happened, obviously, but do you think that had a knock-on effect on how the team was going to roll out for the game anyway when that happens the last minute?
Yeah, it doesn't help with your preparation, but it's life. You know what I mean? You just go with it. I haven't really spoken to Joel, not convinced that it was a genuine injury, if I'm honest, so I'll have a chat with him when it's all settled down, really. But you know what I mean, if he says he's tweaked his knee, you know what I mean, the physio had a look at him, he said he's not fit to play. So whether it's his mindset or I don't know, you know what I mean, I've just concentrated on the lads that went out there. But listen, Danny O'Callaghan, that kid can play anywhere. You know what I mean? And in every, I think he has played every position now. I mean, he went in goal again today. He played in goal earlier in the season. And he's never let me down. You know what I mean? In any position, he doesn't moan. You know what I mean? He just gets on with it. And if you had another 10 of him, you wouldn't be far off every season.
Talking about the second half now was the sending off for Lewis Williams as well. It's touch and call, isn't it? Because it's so close to the penalty area that when it happens, sometimes the ref gives it, sometimes they don't. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think it could have been given as a sending off, or do you think, you know, it's so close, isn't it?
Yeah, he's right on the edge. You know what I mean? There's no intention. Well, I'd say there's no intent. You know what I mean? He's come out to try and get it, and he's realised where he is at the last minute, and it's just flicked off his hand. If it was at the other end, I'd be screaming for their keeper to be sent off. So it's one of them. The ref's done it to the letter of the law. And at this stage of the season, you sometimes get referees that don't give decisions like that because it's the last game. So fair play to him, no arguments. I don't think it affected us too much. You know what I mean? It just meant that we had to work a little bit harder, and we hadn't been working hard as a team all game. So it didn't make much difference to the end result, really.
Overall, this season though, Neil, it's been a success, finishing mid-table, a good sort of debut performance in this league. It's now the rebuilding job starts now, doesn't it? Because you've got to start thinking for next season. And as you probably are aware, that a lot of teams now know about the 3G pitch and will sort of try and suss you out as a club to how they're going to play against you next season. Is that playing in your mind, how you're going to prepare you in the summer, that you're not a new thing in this league anymore now, that people will be able to understand how you are as a club and how your setup is?
Yeah, the second season's always harder. You know what I mean? And we have taken a lot of people by surprise this year, and a lot of teams have underestimated us. They won't do that next year. You know what I mean? So it's got to be harder. I said in the dressing room at half time, you know what I mean, Ashton are a team that are up there, and fair play to them, you know what I mean, they've ground out results, but we've played them twice and they haven't really, you know what I mean, the one thing that stands out about them is their work ethic and how they stick together. You know what I mean? They've got good players, but every single player knows what his job is and they do it. But they're an established team, and that's what we've got. You know what I mean? I think it's something like 11 of the lads that are in my squad are new to this level. And yes, we have finished 12th. It is, you know what I mean, a good, fantastic season for the football club. You know what I mean? Everyone would have bitten your hand off if you'd have offered us that at the start of the season, but we could have been so much better. And that's it's not disappointing, because, you know what I mean, we'd have all took it at the start of the season, and I'm delighted. You know what I mean? Highest finish in the club's history. You know what I mean? And on the back of the playoffs last year, you know what I mean, that's fantastic.
It's still progress, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? And you want to push on, and you want to progress every season. Next season will be difficult. You know what I mean? We've got, as I say, I'm having a meeting with the chairman on Wednesday to discuss the budget and what we've got to play with next season. But we're probably going to have to be a bit cuter. You know what I mean? I've tried to keep a small squad with a bit more quality in areas. You know what I mean? And probably the balance hasn't been right when we've had injuries or when we've had suspensions. We haven't had strength in depth to come in and fill in those positions. And you know what I mean? I've learnt as well. I'm new to the level. You know what I mean? It's my first season we're sort of at this level, so it's new to me. But I know what we need for next season. I know what we need, not just to stay in the league. You know, I know what we need to push on and be competitive. And hopefully, you know what I mean, we can sit down with the chairman and we can do that. I'm already speaking to players. There's already players that have shown an interest, and that helps as well. Last season, players didn't want to come because they thought we were going to be the whipping boys. You know what I mean? They thought we were going to be travelling all over the country and getting beat 4 or 5 every week, and it hasn't worked like that. So it'll be a lot easier for me to talk to players, and you know what I mean, and have that conversation where we've made a good fist of it this year. You know what I mean? We've definitely been competitive. We've definitely, you know what I mean, taken teams by storm. We've had highs, we've had lows. You know what I mean? We got up as high as second place after a good run of results, and so we know. We can compete, and hopefully that will make us more attractive to players that possibly decided to go elsewhere last year. But I'm also wary. We've got Stafford Rangers, we've got Hensford, you know, we've got teams like that coming in. I don't know whether Corby will be in our league, and we might have a Shaw Lane who've got you know what I mean, spending money willingly. So conscious of the fact that the league's going to be more competitive as well. But locally, especially with Stourbridge not getting into the playoffs, locally there's going to be ourselves, Rushall, Haleshow in Stourbridge, Stafford, Hensford, all fishing in the same pond for players. It's going to be difficult, but I'm confident we could improve on next season. You know what I mean? If all the things are in place, I'm confident we could push on.
Well, Neil, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. On behalf of Switch Radio, the very best of luck during the summer. Hope your plans work out well for next season. And we look forward to talking to you again next season.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
All the best. Okay.
And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.